Chapter 66.
Liska pulled up in front of the Haas house.
It was only a small detour on her way home to St. Paul. She felt like she owed them the visit to tell them Karl Dahl would never hurt anyone again. She could give them good news for once, instead of bad news, excuses, and accusations. She could take 10 minutes out of her life for that. There were lights on downstairs and in the detached garage. Wayne Haas's car was in the driveway. She went first to the garage, thinking father and son might be there together, working on some project, hoping for both of them that that would be the case. A radio was playing hip-hop, something she heard enough around her own house to have learned to thoroughly hate it, a sure sign of going over the hill. "Mr. Haas? Bobby?" she called out as she neared the side door. The rain had stopped, but the grass was wet, and she could feel it soaking into the leather of her shoes. No good deed goes unpunished. She knocked, looking into the garage through the glass panes of the old side door. The usual assortment of junk, lawnmowers, bikes, yard tools, paint cans. Bobby Haas was sitting on a stool at the workbench that ran from wall to wall across the end of the building. He looked up from a book, slipped off the stool, and came to the door.
"Detective Liska? What are you doing here?"
"Can I come in? It's getting really cold out here." He stepped back from the door to let her in. Liska automatically took in her surroundings at a glance. Garden tools hanging on the garage walls, fishing rods that hadn't been out in a long time. Bobby moved toward the long workbench.
"I came with some good news for a change," she said. "Is your dad around?"
Bobby frowned.
"He went to bed early. He wasn't feeling well."
"Is he okay? Does he need to go to a doctor?"
"No. I think he's mostly just worn out,"
the boy said, looking sad.
"He's always worn out."
"You want things to be the way they were before," Liska said.
"He doesn't even want to try. He couldn't care less about me."
"I'm sure that's not true, Bobby. Your dad's in a bad place. He feels ashamed that you've had to be the strong one in the family when he should be strong for you." None of this impressed the boy. He had run out of patience. Like every boy, he wanted to be the center of his father's world. There was no greater disappointment than for a son to find out that he wasn't.
"Yeah, well,"
Bobby said, tears glazing his eyes.
"I wish he would just get over it. It's been more than a year, and every day he still gets up depressed over what happened, and every day he comes home from work depressed over what happened. It's like I'm not even there. He's supposed to be my dad. What about me? What about what I need?"
Liska put a hand on his back and patted, offering the same silent comfort she had given her oldest boy the many times his father had disappointed him. Bobby Haas was trembling against the raw emotions rising up inside him. He was at an age when those emotions were suddenly bigger and stronger than he knew what to do with. He stepped away from her and walked in a small circle, his hands on his hips.
"He's supposed to love me, not a bunch of dead people he can't do anything about."
Struggling to bat the tears back, to take the feelings that had burst free and shove them back inside, he walked his small circle, breathing hard. Liska wondered what must have happened to spark all of this. A fight with Wayne? Or Wayne not having it in him to fight? The truth of it was, Wayne Haas was a broken man, and she really didn't think he would ever pull out of it. It looked like Bobby had come to that realization as well. The boy swiped at his eyes, embarrassed he had lost his composure in front of her.
"So what are you doing out here?"
Nikki asked, trying for a more upbeat tone as she walked toward the workbench, where textbooks and notebooks were spread out beneath the fluorescent work light.
"Studying," Bobby said. "I can have the radio on out here and it doesn't bother my dad."
"I'll have to pass this idea on to my boys," she said, checking out his books. Advanced biology, chemistry, psychology.
"Looks like you're thinking of becoming a doctor."